time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Mineota, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're at halftime, and the Mineota Vikings leading the Lacrosse Valley Eagles by a score of 33-0. We'll get through the scoring and some of the stats here in a little bit, but I've asked a good friend of mine, Carrie Poland. Carrie's the activities director here at Mineota, to put the headset on and talk a little bit about what an activities director is. But of course, Carrie has boys that have played in the past for the Vikings, and
yep.
Your son's the quarterback now, right?
Yep. So my oldest, Alex, he played back in 2016, 14, yep. Yeah, so he's been here for a while, and now he's helping coach, too. So
I saw that.
And then now we have Isaac. He's a junior, and he's the quarterback now.
Yep, and very good. He throws the ball just like Alex did, I think.
Yeah,
wearing the same number?
Same number again, yep. So the resemblances are kind of crazy sometimes, but
that's right.
Good. Yeah.
Are you still the nervous mom?
I'm a little less nervous than I was with Alex, but I think the job kind of helps distract me, so
right.
I don't quite get the same level.
What I always remember about Alex is when we were playing in the U.S. Bank Stadium, one of the stats was he's one of the few high school players to ever play, let's see if I get this right, the Metrodome. And TCF Bank Stadium.
Yep.
And
U.S. Bank. Yeah, he's the only player who's done it. So
Isn't that amazing to be able to say that?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And when they put the stat up on the big Jumbotron or whatever at U.S. Bank,
yep.
that was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Pretty proud moment.
Get a tear in your eye there?
More than once, yeah.
Okay. I would broadcast that game, and that was just amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool thing to do.
It's fun to win a state championship, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's fun, and he got to do it three times, and I got to be on the sideline for him. So
all right.
It was awesome.
Good. What do we got going on the field here?
So right now we have our side kickers out there. It's our kindergarten through sixth grade dancers. The Canby Mineota side dance team came and did a camp in Canby last week, I believe, and now this week they've been in Mineota all week. And, yeah, little girls trying to show their stuff.
Good. Shauna Joe is the dance coach at
Canby. Yep, she's the coach, and I don't know if I haven't seen her yet tonight,
nope.
But she's been here earlier in this week, and Caitlin Mulawakowski and Kylie Sterzinger kind of led everything up, and they had a couple other girls who finally had to come and help because we had so many. So.
Yep. They're all in their bright green T-shirts. They look like they're having fun out there.
I think so, yeah. They had fun all week long.
And it brings parents and grandparents out to the game, too,
doesn't it? Yeah, it's a nice big crowd just because of that, I think, so it's good.
Well, as I was driving into the football complex here, what was going on earlier tonight?
They have a burger feed for every home game. It's our Dollars for Scholars, and they joined up with our Youth of Hope. It's our mission trip group that we take every 2 years. They go on a mission trip different places. This last year they went to by Nashville. I forget exactly where.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yep. So they
awesome.
Their fundraiser for that, and they kind of split it 50-50 and help each other out.
Right.
Good.
Okay, the reason I asked Carrie up here is I think our listeners would be interested to know exactly what does the activities director do at a high school. Tell us, you have to be super organized.
Yeah, whether you're ready for it or not,
yep.
You have to be. I guess I kind of think of it as like, when you're a mom, you're a chaos coordinator. It feels a lot of times like you're a chaos coordinator.
Chaos.
Yeah, chaos coordinator, yeah. And, of course, with COVID, everything's a little bit different, and last year is way different than this year. And it's been good, though, because the coaches, I'm lucky, I think, compared to a lot of people. My coaches are phenomenal. They are organized beyond me. And they kind of keep me on my toes and make sure I'm doing things right. And you organize everything from your 7th grade all the way up to your 12th grade. And our Camden conference is phenomenal. Like, we have the best ADs in the state. I fight for it.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
So what are some of your job duties? Do you line up refs? Or what do you all do?
Yep, so line up the refs, line up the games, make sure that everybody's on the same page, line up some of the workers. Everything but concession stands is my job, but that's not everybody's job.
Okay.
Just make sure that the grounds are done, the games are set up. Usually it's set up by somebody else, the gyms are set up by somebody else, but just make sure everything's done and kind of oversee everything, but not necessarily have to do anything, kind of thing.
So I'm taking you in charge. I came up here, and on the chair was my name, Paul Ramo.
Yep, I made sure you knew where to go.
You did that?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
I took a picture of it.
Yeah.
Oh, they even know my name.
Yep, I made sure so everybody knew where to go, and that's part of it, too, just organizing and make sure there's less chaos to make the game more fun.
I know there's a shortage of referees. Are you having some issues with finding referees, Carrie?
Because the football schedule came out so late, it was a little challenging for the football referees. But everything else, they've got a good group that works together, and it's been a little easier. So
okay.
Thankfully, if you know the right people and you're really nice,
yeah.
they're nice back.
Yeah. All right, good. Yeah, now you have a referendum. Mineola School has a referendum coming up in November, I believe.
Yep.
And there's some things about the athletic field here and some other things. What can you tell us about that?
Yep, so the biggest thing, there's two different parts, and the first one has to pass for the second one to pass, and that's our technology levy. And we need that technology levy to make sure that we can make our balances check.
Okay.
So, and then the second part has to do with some improvements to the school, adding on a wrestling room, adding on an auditorium with a cafeteria.
Oh, wow.
Because we don't have a cafeteria separate from a gym, which we need.
Okay.
And then bathrooms down here. I don't know if you've ever noticed the beautiful porta-potties.
Yep.
So
I use them all the time.
Yeah, I think we're super excited about the opportunity to possibly get
where are they going to put the bathrooms?
So my understanding is that little shed kind of to the right of the concession stand.
Oh, over there.
Going to go there.
Okay.
I don't think any plans are finalized. We're still working on that, but
okay.
It would be a great improvement to KP because it's a beautiful field. We just need some water.
Right, that's right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I use the porta potties a lot behind us here. They've made some improvements in the past few years in the football press box here, too.
Yep, they've done this addition. Where we're standing right now is actually part of the addition just because there's a lot of coverage that people want coverage for high school sports because they can't always make it, and especially with COVID, it really changed a lot. So the additional space is great.
Okay. All right. Well, Carrie, I appreciate you coming up. That wasn't so bad being on the radio.
It wasn't. I'm not even scared anymore.
Well, you're talking to me, right?
Yeah, that's right. It helps a lot. You're a good guy, I call.
Right. Well, thanks for coming up and tell us what the activities director does.
Yep.
A lot of people probably don't know hard they work. they do. I know Tony Smith.
Tony's a great guy, too.
Very well. He's so super organized.
Yeah.
And I know how hard they work.
Yep.
So you guys don't get enough credit.
Well, thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Carrie, for joining us on the Monica's. Yep.
Yep, thank you.
Yep, that's Carrie Poland, the activities director here at Mineola High School. And, before I turn it back to the studio there, Mike, I got to give a shout-out to Monica Bothan. Monica's celebrating 14 years in business this week. She's having a big bash. She had it today at her place, and we did Fashionista Friday from Monica's. Monica's a great gal. She works hard at her business. And, congratulations to Monica Bothan for 14 years, celebrating 14 years in business. And thank her. When you see her, give her a big thanks for sponsoring the Halftime Report during basketball games and football games as well. So. All right, well, that wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Got about 5 minutes up on the scoreboard. The Mineola Vikings leading 33-0. And when we come back before the kickoff, we'll go over some of the stats and some of the scoring here in the first half. We'll turn back to you, Mike.
I'm over here at Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson. And Monica, you're celebrating 14 years in business.
I sure am, Paul Ramo, and I'm so excited because I've been here for 14 years, and I want to thank all my loyal customers and Facebook friends by having my four-day bash. And I will be giving away daily door prizes, and I am going to have a lot of fashion demonstrations and new displays, and you can take a look at what Monica's been doing in her store. And then on the 17th Friday, I will be serving the hot chicken sandwiches, chips, and salsa. And I'd like to have everyone come on in, look at all my new fashions, and say, hey!
Say hey!
Yeah, say hey! Say hey, and just come and visit. We don't have to buy something. Yeah. We can just come in. Let's celebrate the 14 years. And thank you for shopping Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street. And watch for more details on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.